And in this moment, in this state of enjoying the feeling of love, having the feeling of love, really get it, that it has nothing to do with that other person. That other person is an excuse that your mind has used to believe that it comes from somewhere else. It's your love. If you weren't capable of it, you wouldn't feel it. It comes from you. It belongs to you. It's not due to the other person, no matter how much you believe that, and how much you've thought that, and how right that may still seem. It's not true. It belongs to you. It comes from you. If you're the one capable of feeling it, how can that come from anybody but you? So feel it as much as you can. And now include the entire human race in that love feeling. There's no reason not to. Superimpose all of humanity on it and say, this love belongs to everyone. Say it to yourself in feeling. Maybe in words, but if not in words, in feeling, in understanding. This love is for everybody. It isn't for that person in particular, one person in particular, three people in particular, 12 people in particular, 500 people in particular. It's for everybody. I can afford to give it to everybody. There's enough for everybody. And now, be more radical. Include the whole universe. Forget humanity. Include the trees and the rocks and the chipmunks and the chipmunks on other planets and all of space and everything out there that's imaginable or knowable. Include all that and just see that the love doesn't have to have a name or a face or even a location. That it's yours to give any time, any way, to anything. That it's a stance rather than a feeling. It's a basis rather than an event. See how much it's a force, not a thing. See how much it's an attitude more than a feeling. And see if from this moment on you can practice not being stingy with the love you're capable of. No matter how annoying someone is, no matter how annoying you feel, you can still always give this gift anytime to anyone or anything. Nothing bars your way. Nothing. Only the idea that it's somehow limited. Get rid of that. And you'll be the love machine you're meant to be.